The Royals took control early Sunday night as they rolled out to an 8-3 rout of the Angels. The Royals went ahead to stay on Alex Gordon's three-run double with two out in the bottom of the first. That was a half inning after Mike Trout homered. Gordon's hit chased Angels starter C.J. Wilson, who entered the game 1-5 with a .482 earned run average over 52 and a third innings in 10 postseason appearances. The Royals continued their assault against the Angels' bullpen. Eric Hosmer made it 5-1 with a two-run homer in the third inning, an inning before Mike Moustakas added a solo shot. Hosmer and Moustakas provided the extra inning homers in the first two games of the series. Nori Aoki added an RBI single to make it 8-2 in the sixth inning, and Lorenzo Cain went 1-3 with a sacrifice fly, a run scored, and a couple of great catches in the outfield. Winning pitcher James Shields allowed two runs and six hits with six strikeouts in six innings before the Royals' bullpen made the big lead hold up as the Royals sweep that series in three straight. Earlier, the Orioles advanced by downing the Tigers 2-1 in Detroit. Nelson Cruz snapped a scoreless tie with a two-run homer in the sixth inning off loser David Price, who allowed just five hits in eight innings. Orioles starter Bud Norris outdueled Price, limiting the Tigers to two hits while striking out six over six and a third innings. Andrew Miller retired all five batters he faced to set up Zach Britton for the save opportunity. Britton got off to a shaky start by allowing back-to-back doubles by Victor Martinez to open the bottom of the ninth inning, but he struck out Brian Holliday and issued an intentional walk before getting Hernan Perez to ground into a 5-4-3 double play, and that ended the game and the series. The National League Division Series will resume today as San Francisco will host Washington. The Giants try to complete a three-game sweep of the top-seeded Nationals. And later tonight, the Cardinals will host the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 3 of that series. They're tied at a game each. We'll have that game for you live tonight here on KJAN. We're on the air just after 7 o'clock with the pregame show as the Cardinals and the Dodgers play in St. Louis tonight. Also, over the weekend on Saturday, the Tri-Center Volleyball Tournament was held, and in pool play, it was Tri-Center defeating Adair Casey, Stanton over West Monona. Tri-Center beat West Monona. Stanton beat Adair Casey. Tri-Center beat Stanton and West Monona down to Adair Casey. Also in pool play, Riverside beat AHSTW. Red Oak defeated Glenwood. Glenwood downed AHSTW. It was Red Oak defeating Riverside. Glenwood over Riverside. And then Red Oak defeating AHSTW. In the semifinals, Red Oak defeated Stanton in two straight, and Glenwood took two of three from Tri-Center. In the finals, it was Red Oak winning the championship with a two-game sweep over Glenwood on Saturday. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Colin Kaepernick threw for 201 yards and a touchdown. Frank Gore ran for 107 yards, and the San Francisco 49ers converted a fake punt to help beat the Kansas City Chiefs 22-17 on Sunday. The 49ers turned to a trick play on 4th and 1 from their own 29 early in the fourth quarter, giving a direct snap to Craig Dahl for a 3-yard run up the middle. Kaepernick directed the offense down the field, and Phil Dawson kicked a 27-yard field goal with 8:42 to play for the go-ahead score. Dawson also connected from 55, 52, 35, and 30 yards. The 49ers held off former franchise quarterback Alex Smith and the Chiefs twice in the closing moments. Smith threw for 175 yards and two touchdowns, but Parrish Cox intercepted his overthrown pass to end any chance that Kansas City had to rally. Elsewhere in the National Football League yesterday, it was the New York Giants over Atlanta 30-20. Indianapolis beat Baltimore 20-13. Buffalo down Detroit 17-14. Carolina over Chicago 31-24. Cleveland beat Tennessee 29-28. Dallas in overtime, a 20-17 winner over Houston. Pittsburgh beat Jacksonville 17-9. Philadelphia outscored St. Louis 34-28. It was New Orleans over Tampa Bay in overtime 37-31. Denver beat Arizona 41-20. San Diego shut down the New York Jets 31-0, and it was New England over Cincinnati by a final of 43-17. The wife of Hall of Fame quarterback Bart Starr says in a statement that he's recovering from two strokes and a mild heart attack and is making progress in rehabilitation. Cherry Starr provided an update on her husband's condition through a statement released on the Green Bay Packers website. She says Starr's doctors confirmed that the 80-year-old suffered two strokes in early September as well as a mild heart attack. Sherry Starr says her husband's progress has been slowed by seizures, which are now under control through medication. Starr led the Packers to 5 NFL titles and 2 Super Bowl championships. He was Green Bay's head coach from 1975 to 1983. Well, Mississippi and Mississippi State are tied for third in the new Associated Press college football poll this week. The top team remains Florida State, with Auburn number 2. Baylor comes in at number 5 to complete the top 5. The Florida State Seminoles received 35 first-place votes, while Auburn got 23 and Mississippi State picked up a couple. In racing, Joey Logano has grabbed the first berth into the next round of NASCAR's championship chase with a victory Sunday at Kansas Speedway. Logano's win advanced him into the third round of the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship, which begins after stops at Charlotte and Talladega. 4 drivers will be cut from the 12-driver field after Talladega. It was Logano's career-best 5th win of the season and ties him with Team Penske teammate Brad Keselowski for most in the Sprint Cup Series this year. Kyle Larson was second, followed by Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., and Carl Edwards. It was a rough day for a couple of Sprint Cup contenders. Jimmy Johnson finished 40th after he was hit by Greg Biffle just 85 laps into the race. Brad Keselowski had tire trouble that led him to slam into the wall and finish 36th. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was leading when a flat tire caused him to hit the wall. He finished 39th after leading 45 laps into the race. And Olympic champion Michael Phelps is putting his swimming career on hold after his second DUI arrest. The 29-year-old was arrested early Tuesday and charged with drunken driving. Police said that he failed a series of field sobriety tests and had a blood alcohol content of 0.14%, which is above the legal limit of 0.08. In an announcement on his Twitter account, Phelps says that he's beginning a 6-week program. According to his representative, Phelps entered an inpatient program that will keep him from competing at least through mid-November. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.